Mike Priest is filling in. And Mike, they said you're the kind of guy that you're using police scanners and live video and social media. Traffic is your thing.
Oh yeah, I've been doing this a little more than 20 years now. So I'm always kind of deep in stuff. Well, whatever is coming around when I'm working my shift here in the old traffic hole. So yeah, I try to keep on top of things best I can.
Well, good. I think you do a great job. Thanks for filling in for Mary. We appreciate it. But that means we put you on the spot. You said you have a story. So what is it?
All right. So I have a story. I actually have two anniversaries on this date, December 9th. One probably more important than the other. The first one, do you know 60 years ago today what happened?
60 years ago. I don't.
No, this was the television debut of A Charlie Brown Christmas.
60 years ago?
Tonight, yes, 1965, wow. December 9th, was the first time it ever aired. And leading up to the first airing, CBS executives were convinced they had an absolute bomb on their hands. They looked at this and they said, you don't have professional actors doing the voices. You've got actual kids doing it. There's some kind of jazz soundtrack going on. You're finishing the thing off with a Bible reading. We are going to lose our shirts on this. And then it ended up getting ratings about half the entire country watched it. And that's what we've done every year since. And it is still on. It's on Apple TV. But I did see this weekend, the 13th and 14th, Apple TV is airing it for free. You do not have to be a subscriber to Apple to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas. You can watch it anytime you want, Saturday and Sunday. So you want to keep the tradition going. This weekend is your time to do it.
Yeah, good luck forcing your 7-year-old grandchildren to watch it because they will find it incredibly boring. But
I mean,
we all
kids
love
are
it.
10 and 12. They got into it a couple of years ago, so there is hope. There is hope, but now they're probably like, well, can I get the iPad back? I got a thing on Roblox.
Yeah.
But...
Absolutely.
The other anniversary for today is this is the 16th anniversary, the 13th anniversary of the IKEA monkey.
I don't know the IKEA monkey.
You do not know the IKEA monkey. So 13
Are you talking about
years
a sock
ago
monkey
today,
or?
I will let you do a Google image search of IKEA monkey.
Okay.
Because, you know, you did say I'm on social media a lot as part of this job. And so I am terminally online, and everyone in December of 2012 was talking about the IKEA monkey because someone brought their pet monkey in a shearling coat and a diaper to the IKEA in suburban Toronto, and the monkey got out.
Oh.
And they had to bring in animal rescue crews to get this coat-wearing, diaper-wearing macaque out of the Toronto IKEA. And this was a huge social media event at the time. And I understand if this Wikipedia article is current, that the monkey is in a farm and is doing well and healthy.
All right. I'll be.
Because you cannot own a monkey in Toronto.
What's your story today, Kevin?
You like the In-N-Out burger, Lisa?
Love it. My favorite burger.
Great burgers, terrible fries. They are saying goodbye to the 6-7 viral trend. I had seen this at some of their locations. A group of teens would wait around and they would all be inside the In-N-Out burger waiting for them to announce that order 67 is ready. And I saw this maybe a week or two ago. It was a whole bunch of them inside an In-N-Out. And the guy takes the mic and he says, order 67. And they all go crazy. So In-N-Out for now is skipping order 6-7 because they
I
don't
wonder what
be.
Portillo's is doing.
Yeah, it became such a trend at the. At the In-N-Outs, but 6-7 no longer appears on customer orders, disappointing the many teens who had been lining up to hear the number called.
Hilarious. I can't believe it hasn't died yet. It's still alive.
Still going.
Wow. What's your story, Bob?
Are you familiar with the genre of literature, fiction, called romanticy? It's romance and fantasy. So Goodreads is out with the most read books of the year of Goodreads members. And number one on the list, number three and four, they're all books by Rebecca Yarros. And it's part of a series, the Empyrean series about the elite world of War College for Dragon Riders. So she got three of the top four, the most read books of the year. So obviously an incredibly popular series of books. And then number two was Sunrise on the Reaping. That's the latest in the Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. But just perusing the list here, Kristen Hannah, the women.
I love Kristen Hannah.
So the women still was number two in the historical fiction section. James, a lot of people read that last year.
I just finished that.
Oh, good. That was number five in historical fiction. I bet you read Frozen River.
I didn't.
Okay, that's number six. Kristen Hannah's Great Alone is number seven in historical fiction. And some favorites by Kevin Powell in the, I think this is the historical genre, history and biography. David Grand, The Wager, number one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. That's
one
that I still have your copy, and I need to return it.
Oh, yeah, you do. I don't want that back, Bob. That's a nice hard copy.
It's sitting on my coffee
table. I think they're working on making that into a film.
And The Killers of the Flower Moon, number five.
Also a great book.
Yeah, which movie. I think I have your copy of as well.
Yeah, I need both of those back, Bob, ASAP.
All right, can I have... I still want to read them.
Isn't Killers of the Flower Moon really old?
It's oldish. No, I don't know. 15 years maybe?
Yeah. They made it a movie, I believe, last year or the year before.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see several books that I had read this year are also on the list. I'm looking forward to Project Hail Mary, Ryan Gosling.
The Wager is awesome, Bob. Read it already, okay?
But I'm talking about Project Hail Mary, about the space alien made out of rocks.
Okay.
And it's a movie starring Ryan Gosling that comes out next year.
Wow.
And that's number two on Sci-Fi.
All right, he has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.